I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents The Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And today on the show, I want to talk about real estate investing and a very large hurdle that holds you and actually many, many people back. And I want to talk about some ways to overcome that hurdle. And sometime during the course of the show, I did actually get an email following last week's show. We talked about using other people's knowledge, other people's time, and other people's money. And the listener had a hurdle in her mind, a great question, in fact, that affects a lot of people concerning her credit score. We'll get to that shortly, probably in a couple segments here. But in prepping for the show, you know, I looked at my calendar, wanted to see what was coming up, what's a relevant topic, etc. And I realized, wow, the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo is just about 4 weeks away. 4 weeks away or so. That is coming fast. And I mentioned this now. You want to take note. It's going to be February 15th to the 18th in Irving, Texas, just down the road from me. I'm broadcasting to you from Dallas-Fort Worth. It's off and down in Houston this year. I'm saved a drive. If you're not in Dallas-Fort Worth, try to get here. It's going to be a great event. You can learn more if you go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a link at the top to the expo, and you'll learn about the expo, the bus tour. A lot of the passes have sold out already because we are getting very close. So be sure to check that out and learn about some of the, you'll see some information on the sessions, the education, the breakout sessions we do and so on. But the thing I love the most is the inspiration that I come away from expo just bubbling with. Because there, if you've never been, let me tell you, it's in a big facility. Lots of rooms for breakout sessions, amphitheaters, that sort of thing. There are thousands of investors. And when you and I go to the expo, because there are thousands of people there, I don't meet them all, but we get to meet and talk to a very wide variety of people, and we get to hear their stories. And I'll tell you, every time I go there, what I hear inspires me. It really helps me as an investor and a father, actually. It helps me keep moving and taking action. It helps me, keeps me on the track and wanting to do more. And you really might be surprised to hear where some of the investors that you meet hail from. I don't mean where geographically, but more their backgrounds. Over the years, just being a member at Lifestyles Unlimited and going to the expo, I have met people that are investing like I do in single-family rental houses, as well as investing in multifamily in apartments that You'd be surprised. They come from all walks of life. I have met teachers there, librarians, pastors, truck drivers. I remember having a great conversation with a postal worker that was in several multifamily investments, accountants, engineers, computer programmers, other IT folks. Naturally, project managers, great lead investors, by the way. Musicians. Farmers. I met a farmer from Kentucky, I think, at the expo a couple years ago. Social workers, municipal workers, retirees. People that are trying to plump up that retirement because it's not coming in quite like they were promised. And of course, stay-at-home moms and, like myself now, dads. Single moms, single dads. And it's inspirational. They're all taking action to improve their lives and to do something for themselves and for their families. All have great stories if you take the time to listen. And it's simply amazing to me when I come away from the expo just from the aspect of the inspiration. But then when I look back and I meet these people again later, and maybe at an expo, maybe at a lifestyles event, maybe just out and about in DFW, and I hear and see the growth that they have experienced, that these amazing people have experienced over the years, that amps me. That gets me going. That's why I like to hear your stories. The teacher, for example, that was excited to have closed on that first house a couple years ago. Now I meet them again a few years later at Expo, and he's up to, what, 5 or 6, maybe 10 houses, and thinking about early retirement. It's the thing we talk about on this show. He's excited and talking about that last great house he contracted on. That inspires me. Or maybe the accountant. I talked with an accountant just recently, in fact, that was emboldened a handful of years ago after finally investing passively in a couple of apartment communities. And she's now up to 15 or 20 passive investments. And enjoying the freedom that passive income creates and talking about that next big trip over to Europe fueled by the cash flow from her investments. That inspires me. So I hope to meet you there, and I hope to hear your story. And what is your story? When it comes to real estate investing, have you invested? Or is there something holding you back? Again, thinking about Expo, coming to Expo may help you clear or remove that hurdle, or maybe it's those hurdles, maybe it's many, whatever it may be, because you will meet others. Be sure you do. And you may find that like-minded person with a similar background, and you may come away with just the raw inspiration that you need to face and overcome whatever those hurdles are that you think are holding you back. And it's interesting, in this role and just as an investor for a decade plus now, I talk to a lot of people, and the thing I hear when I talk to people that are just pondering or considering real estate investing, I either hear very narrow, very specific, often overly hyper-focused minutia concerns that are just focused on detail, or I hear broad, nebulous, poorly defined concerns, general fear, big picture fears. Afraid to fail, afraid to lose money, afraid of tenants, afraid of natural disasters. These are all very broad and nebulous. How do you address something like that? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments.
Join us for the largest real estate education event in the country, February 15th through the 18th. Thousands of investors, expert educators. Not a pitch fest, no slick salespeople. All sessions are educational and taught by successful investors and industry experts. It's the only event held for Lifestyles Unlimited members and open to the public. You've heard us on the radio. Now meet our members and the next generation of award-winning investors in person. Learn about single-family rentals, buying apartment communities, becoming a passive investor, raising capital, retirement, asset protection, tax-free income, finding, fixing, and funding your investments, and more. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Gain one-on-one access to realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national syndicators, and trade professionals. Use promo code EXPO50 and get in for just $47. Meet national radio host, multimillionaire, real estate investor, and mentor Del Walmsley. Use promo code EXPO50 and get in for just $47 at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
Right now, we're coming upon a great opportunity. It's that time in which you're going to find that the marketplace is changing and it is shifting to a buyer's market away from a seller's market. Number one, the brokers don't want you to know that. They're going to do everything they can do to keep you from believing the truth. Number two, the sellers don't want to believe it, although in the back of their minds, they know it. Now, that doesn't mean everybody will crater for you, but some people are going to be in those situations where they have to negotiate for deals, and you've got to be there. Now, if you're not there, you won't get one.
Join us for the free online workshop, and we'll show you how to be in the right place at the right time in any market cycle. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today we are... Well, I told you a little bit about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, first and foremost. That will be coming up here in my area, actually, in Irving, Texas, mid-February, just a handful of weeks away, and I was a little shocked when I looked at the calendar and saw that. And it tells me time, boy, it just ticks on by pretty fast. For my now 6-year-old, by the way, for him, the world is moving very slowly. But for me, boy, it is just flying by. And I'm excited to get to the expo, and I hope I will see you there as well. I love to hear your stories. It gives me inspiration, obviously, for the show, but for what I'm doing as an investor. And I hope while you're there, you talk to a lot of people and you take away inspiration as well. I think inspiration in this sense is a good way to combat that fear that we were just getting into at the end of the prior segment. And again, over a decade or so of doing this, I talk to a lot of people. And I hear a lot of concerns from new people, in particular, people that are just starting out or thinking about becoming a real estate investor. And fear's ongoing. You know, it's something that I have to revisit from time to time in certain respects as well, especially if you slow down, if you've gotten to house number 6 and you become a little complacent, you take a break, you relax, you rest on your laurels, you enjoy that cash flow. That's one of the reasons why we do this. And then suddenly you try to start again, and that fear, it started to rear its head again. Well, it just takes a little bit of inspiration in your case, I think, to really get going again. Now, the problem I hear, though, when I talk to newer folks is they don't really know what the problem is. They know there's some hurdles in front of them, and some are concrete. Like, I got a listener question the other day we'll talk about here a little later. And that's concrete. That's very easy to address. For a lot of people, it's more nebulous. It's this very fuzzy, vague feeling you have in your gut. And when it comes to fear in general, what you really have to do to combat that is ask yourself, what are those fears? What are those hurdles that I need to address? And is it something specific or is it more nebulous? And if it is nebulous, if it's this kind of vague, fuzzy feeling in your gut, not a good fuzzy feeling, can you sit down with a pen and paper and can you dial those in? Can you become more specific? Make it an actual exercise. I did a show years ago when I was newer to the program as a host where I talked about something called fear setting. It's similar to goal setting, but it's looking at your fears and what's holding you back and trying to rationalize those, trying to make those more, less nebulous, more concrete and see what ways you can take to mitigate those, to address those concerns. So really the point comes down to, can you delineate that big fear by make a simple list? You know, if you think back way before my time, probably way before your time, FDR said it back in 1933, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And in this case, I think he meant that broad, vague, nebulous fear that stops us from taking action. Unknowns drive fear. A lack of knowledge drives fear. What is the opposite of fear? If you ask somebody that question next time you're out and about, say, hey, what's the opposite of fear? You could flip through a thesaurus if you still have one. I got rid of mine a while ago. I do it all online now. And look up the antonym, right? The opposite of fear in the thesaurus. You'll get a lot of definitions. Some are going to tell you it's courage. It's bravery. Some might say faith, right? Coming from a religious standpoint, perhaps. And I think there are a lot of good answers to that question. What is the opposite of fear? But I think for our discussion today, and to help you understand how to overcome your fears, be they concrete, minutia, or more broad, nebulous sort of things, I think the opposite might be clarity or understanding. Essentially knowing what it is you're afraid of or maybe just struggling with. So if the opposite of fear is clarity and understanding, how do you achieve those? Through learning, through knowledge we just mentioned, through education. And again, it may simply mean delineating, writing down those more narrow questions if you've got that broad, nebulous, fuzzy gut fear, and then answering those, just simply answering those questions. Now, that in turn does mean identifying them and then asking questions around that bullet point, whatever it is. So coming back to real estate investing, and when you think about investing in real estate, what questions so far, you may need to sit down and pencil these out a little better, but what questions do you have? Now, again, going back over a decade's worth of experience, common questions that I have relate to process about how to do something or what or maybe when. How do I find an applicant? I don't know how. That becomes that you put that in your fear bucket. I don't know how to do it. How do I screen? I don't know how to do it. Put that in the fear bucket. I'm afraid I'll get a bad resident, a bad tenant. Fear bucket. That all goes into that fear bucket. What do I do if they're slow paying rent or don't pay at all? Fear-based question. Put it in the fear bucket. That bucket's starting to get heavy. We're really getting into some of those fear-based questions that a lot of people do have. What should I buy? This is more of a what, huh? What do I buy a house? Do I buy a duplex? I don't know. I don't know where to start. Financing goes back to the listener question we'll get to here in a moment. Credit score bad. I can't do it. Going to get a terrible rate. What repairs should I make? What if I make bad repairs? What if I don't make the right repairs? What if I get a bad contractor? You start to load up that fear bucket and it gets so heavy that you can't move forward. So you got to start to dump that bucket out and start to answer those questions. They're all process questions. Maybe some strategy questions. It's strategy and tactics, really. Strategy, do I want to invest in single family? Do I want to invest in multifamily? Tactics, well, how? If single family, do I have a good credit score? If not, what do I do to fix that? We'll get to that. Maybe even better, take a step back and start with why. Why real estate? Now, we answer that for you at our free workshop. You can learn about that as well at our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a button there to register. It's free. It's virtual. It's online. It is live. So you can ask questions there, but you can learn about that at lifestylesunlimited.com. But we talk about why. And you can darn well bet we're going to be talking about that at the expo. Big thing going back to, you know, I gave you a number of the types of people, the backgrounds I've met over the years, retirees. Stay-at-home dads like myself, why are they doing this? Well, to get to a position of financial freedom. And we do that with the real estate because we can make money five ways. Not two ways like your 401k if it's been, or your stock investments if they've been making any money at all. Not one way with gold if you're waiting for it to appreciate. We make money with five ways, or five ways with our houses. We've got the cash flow. We've got equity capture, that big, big number. I saw an email blast from a Lifestyles Realty team member, an agent, just yesterday. $50,000 equity capture. I would be $25,000 out of pocket. I have more than doubled. I've tripled my money with that. I'll be sitting on $75,000 worth of equity. Equity capture. Equity buildup. As the resident pays down the mortgage. Appreciation. Tax advantages. That's why. Now I'm going to take a quick break. I hear the music. We'll be back to answer the how.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
What are people saying about Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo?
What we enjoyed the most about this was when Dell asked how many people had retired due to Lifestyles. My husband was able to raise his hand. He retired in corporate America in May.
Lots of networking, lots of great people, lots of similar mindsets. No better time than now to come join.
Join us February 15th through the 18th. Thousands of investors and hundreds of experts. Meet Dell Walmsley. Attend for just $47. Use promo code EXPO50 at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited members share their stories and strategies for success at case study events.
If you got laid off tomorrow, what would you do? Would you have to be working at McDonald's or wait to try and find another job with the downsizing the economy? Kept on coming to meetings, even with David Fisher online and stuff like that, but still we just like, we need to make the jump.
So we kept praying for time to get this job done, to be able to find the properties. How do we find the properties? How do you find the time? And God answered our prayers, and he got downsized from his corporate job.
But they didn't buy just one house, right?
No, they did not. You're rehabbing house number
nine right now.
Nine.
Wow.
So every month, the cash flow is $3,200. Okay. The equity of all the houses is up to $280,000.
Join us this month and learn from people just like you. Check in person and online dates at lukstudy.com. Once again, that's lukstudy.com.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking today, well, I opened the show telling you that, boy, just a couple weeks away now, we've got the Wealth and Passive Income Expo in Irving, Texas. That's going to be February 15th through the 18th. And I told you why I love going there. We may revisit that here in a minute, but the inspiration in a word is a big thing. And inspiration, we're talking now about fear and overcoming fear. Inspiration, a good dose of that can help you overcome that fear. Inspiration can push you to action. And sometimes it's just taking a simple action that will move you forward and overcome that first hurdle, and you'll gain momentum, and you'll overcome the second hurdle and the third hurdle, whatever those are for you, whatever those are in your head. They may not even be real, right? Fear is false evidence appearing real. Maybe you've built up these barriers, and that action cued by that inspiration may get you going. Now, if you need something more practical, more tactical, we were talking about this in the prior segment. If it's a nebulous, vague fear that you're having trouble identifying, or just a litany, a laundry list of fears, I'm afraid of tenants, I'm afraid of natural disasters, I'm afraid of the economy right now. Sit down and delineate those, and we can break those apart when we know what they are. And we talked about that. We're going to get to the how questions here. I like to start with why. And maybe it's the broad question of why real estate. And we enumerated that very quickly in the last segment. The five ways we make money, which will get us to financial freedom, cash flow, equity plays, including equity capture, equity buildup, appreciation, and the tax advantages. That's both on houses and apartments, though they play a little bit differently. Houses, if you think about it, that's kind of a small pie that you're working with. Apartments can be a very large pie if you're getting into a 200, 300 unit community. You may be turning that thing around to very massive equity gains, equity capture, and equity forced appreciation. So part of the why, examining the why, is determining your why. For me now, it's my six-year-old son and growing wealth for him. So I've shifted gears in large part to apartments to create that equity, that capital gain on the back end when we've repositioned this distressed asset. For you, it may be cash flow, getting out of that job. That's what it was for me when I started a decade ago, and for my wife. So you need to examine, what is the why? Is it cash flow? Is it equity? Is it some interplay of the two? And we talk about that at our free workshop, which you can go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, and register for that. Do it online. Hour and a half. Help you answer that question and understand the question maybe a little bit better. But then we take that list of fears, and we have to start addressing those as best we can. And a lot of those are going to be simple how, what, and how type questions. Is there a place to go to get those answered? Absolutely. Now, be careful with your source. If you're out there getting online to answer those questions, consider the source that's giving you a reply. If it's on some random forum, who is this person? What is their experience? Are they even qualified to be giving you the answer they are giving you? Have they had success? You don't want somebody that has failed at what they're doing. You want somebody that has success in this space. And I already told you a great place to go. That is the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And I've got the brochure, the magazine from last year, and I just glancing through some of the breakout sessions. So if I want to get tactical and address those what and how questions, I'm just going to read you a couple of the courses we had last year. I went through and underscored words like how to buy older homes, how to use Lifestyles Quest. That's an analysis tool. How to build your power team. Very, very important. We talked about that on last week's show, using other people's time and other people's knowledge. That comes from your power team. How do you do that? How do you build that? How do you retire in 5 years or less? That was a session. How Lifestyles Unlimited retired me in 2 years. And you can too. That was one of the breakout sessions. Best practices for multifamily operations. A practical guide to managing your real estate wealth. How to read financial statements. Last one. I love this one. How I turned $400,000 into $4.5 million. A passive investor case study. So if you have problems or hurdles in your head that are how questions or what strategy, perhaps, those breakout sessions can help you address those concerns at the expo. Whether you sit down and figure out that your why is going to take you down the path to single family investing or the path to multifamily investing as a passive investor, converting 400 to 4.5 million, like we just heard, maybe you want to be a solo investor in multifamily by yourself. There will be people at this expo that have done that. Or maybe you want to be a syndicator, a lead investor that puts the project together. I love the lead investors out there because I am a passive investor now. I want to give them my money to go into their apartment investments to create that capital gain so I can build my wealth for my six-year-old and my family. That's my why. I figured that out. Now I know where to go to answer the how and the what and the when. The expo, great place to go. Now I do want to get to a how question, a very concrete hurdle, just to give you an example of one of the types of questions you may come up with as a problem, as a reason not to start. And we talked last week on the show about using, among other things, other people's money, talking about using financing. And typically in that context, we largely were thinking about single family houses. And I got a listener question. It said, well, what do I do? How do I use other people's money when my credit score is in the mid 600s? That was the question. Well, get educated first and foremost, on your options. That's a great place to start. And let's start with they didn't give me details of where they are. Do they want to do single family or multifamily? I just know they have a credit score in the mid 600s. Well, if you do a quick search online, Fannie Mae, the minimum credit score is 620. If you're in the mid-600s, maybe that will work after all. Maybe that hurdle that you have in your head should not be a hurdle. Now I would tell you to go above and beyond that Google search and go and talk with a lender, somebody that's going to do that 30-year conventional financing for you and find out what actually works. I will tell you that depending on your credit score, the credit score will affect the interest rate that you get. So there is some implication there, absolutely. But can that mid-600s work? Maybe so. Maybe so. Talk with a few lenders. They will figure that out. Well, if it is too low, maybe you need a higher score. Maybe you want a better interest rate, so you want a higher credit score. What can you do? Well, you can work on repairing that credit. If you don't know how, this is where you go back and use other people's knowledge, maybe other people's time. And I just did a quick search on the Lifestyles Unlimited website on our vendor portal. This is accessible for any member. And there is a credit repair specialist there in my area. So I can give that person a call, see how they can help me improve that score. And then I think I dig a little bit deeper and say, well, okay, great. What other options do I have? Well, we've talked on this show about DSCR loans. That stands for Debt Service Coverage Ratio. These are asset-backed loans that are based on not you, not your debt to income, not your job, whether you're that teacher or that fireman or an engineer, doesn't matter. They're based on the cash flow from the asset, not your credit. Your credit may play in there. I think that will depend on the lender. But this would be a tool for you. I'd go out and buy, if I have poor credit, I'd go out and talk with that hard money lender. Hey, can I work with you? Great. Find that person that does DSCR loans. Commonly, that's going to be a hard money lender as well now. I'm going to say, hey, can we work together? If they give me the nod, go out and get that house. Buy it with hard money, fix it up, just follow the process that we talk about. The hows that we talk about. And then refi into that long-term debt using that DSCR loan. Other options, don't invest in houses. Consider apartments as a passive investor. Again, I don't know much about this question or the listener that asked the question, but if they have the funds, credit score doesn't matter if I'm passively investing in apartments. That might be a great way to go. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we come back. I'm going to wrap up my thoughts on dealing with those hurdles, dealing with those fears, and getting you ready to be a successful networker, because you're going to need to know that for the expo, so stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited Success Stories.
If you got laid off tomorrow, what would you do? Would you have to be working at McDonald's or wait to try and find another job with the downsizing, the economy? Kept on coming to meetings, even with David Fisher online and stuff like that, but still just like, we need to make the jump.
So we kept praying for time to get this job done, to be able to find the properties. How do we find the properties? How do you find the time? And God answered our prayers and he got downsized from his corporate job. This house was a dog, and through the rehab, I think we turned it into a little pony.
You bought the house for $73,000.
Correct.
And your appraised value actually is $144,000. You put in $45,000 worth of work, so that leaves you a net equity of $11,000 with a return on capital gain of 70%. The cash flow is $458 a month for a cash-on-cash return rate of 35%.
In-person and online learning dates at lukstudy.com.
The other thing, I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at lifestylesunlimitedfreeworkshop.com.
helping you become financially free. This is Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. And we are wrapping up a conversation on a listener question. If you have any of your own, email me at askandy@luinc.com. And this is just a hurdle, a very concrete hurdle that somebody has in front of them when it comes to real estate investing. And we talked earlier in the show, it may not be a concrete hurdle. It may be this nebulous fear, or it may seem nebulous until you sit down with pen and paper and just put your thoughts onto that paper. What is it? What is it that's holding me back? Now, as far as credit score, we talked, I gave you some ideas there, especially for you, the listener. And there, I know there are a lot of people that are in this boat, so it's a legitimate, it's a very valid question, but it is a question that can be addressed. And I gave you a few ideas. A couple other things I would say is if you are worried about that credit score mid-600s, Expo, for example, is a great place to go. Why? Thousands of investors. Make it your goal to talk to as many people as you can. Talk to other investors, people that have had success in this space, but that started with that same hurdle in place as you have in front of you now. How did they address that? How did they overcome that? You might want to ask them, well, how long did it take? Right? There are usually ancillary questions that accompany these hows. Well, how long? What did you do? What do I need to do? Do you... Yeah. Figure that out. Get prepared, in fact. And Expo is a great place to start. Doesn't matter what that hurdle is. Doesn't matter what that fear is. That's a great place to go. By the way, you know, I gave you an idea of some of the more nebulous things that people have on their minds. We just addressed a very concrete fear or hurdle. What I am hearing a lot right now is the market. It's a bad market. The market's going to crash. This or that's going to happen. We're headed for a recession. We're not headed for a recession. It depends. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever day you pick up the press or go online and read it, it changes. Just swings violently from one side to the other. Depends on where you go to look, of course. Well, here too, I would tell you go to the Expo. If the market is a concern for you, again, when you hear news items around the market, they're usually taking a national perspective. I'm in Dallas, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth. I buy in Irving. I buy in Hearst. I buy in Richland Hills. I buy in North Richland Hills. I buy in Terrell. I don't care what's going on nationally. I want to know what's going on in the market where I buy. I buy down near Houston. I know my market here. Well, maybe I want to learn a little bit more about Houston. What am I going to do? I'm going to try to find those investors at the Expo that are in that market. How's it going? Macon, Georgia. Macon, Georgia keeps popping up on my radar. I know they're going to be investors in Irving for the Expo from Georgia. I'm going to find them. I'm going to talk to them. So if it's that market fear that you have a great opportunity right here to conquer that fear through information, through education. And you can bet that Del Walmsley, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, he gives a keynote at the Expo every year. You can bet he's going to talk about the market. So if that's your fear, get out to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo mid-February, February 15th through the 18th. Again, you can learn about that at lifestylesunlimited.com. Okay, great. You're going to go. Big event. I've heard you say it multiple times, Andy. Thousands of investors. That makes me nervous. You know, I was talking with my wife about this just last night, literally last night, and I've become the de facto networker in the family. I'm not an extrovert by any means. I'm more on the introverted side of the scale, but because of what I've been doing for a decade, I've learned to overcome that shyness. I've learned when I need to take a break at these sort of events. I've learned how to prepare myself so that I can make the most of these sort of events. And I started to work on her because she's going to be coming with me. We got a babysitter. Good news. 6-year-old's taken care of, so she'll be there as well. And in getting ready for the Expo, what you really need to do is spend some time thinking about everything we've talked about. Where are you hung up right now? What are those fears that you have? And if you can't specifically enumerate those in your head, do like I've said several times now, sit down, put pencil or pen to paper, and figure out what those are. Are there specific things that you could learn that will demystify some of those or otherwise clear those up for you at the Expo? What are they? right? I just read from you or read to you from our Expro brochure from last year. There are a lot of how, a lot of ways to do things, best practices. These are all going to answer a lot of those very concrete things that you may wind up listing out. But you need to know what those are. And something I do for any networking event I go to, in fact, as I'm headed out the door, again, I tend to be the one that goes now. My wife likes to stay with the little guy. She's decided she's too shy. I always ask her when I'm heading out to some meeting, what do we want to know? What do I want to learn today? Who do I need to meet? Contract. Is there a particular contractor, for example, that I need to find? Maybe I'm not meeting them there, but I'm learning about them from my fellow investors. Is there some sort of process? So I ask her, hey, what is it that's been on your mind? And I usually have these things on my mind as well. And I come to these events prepared with very concrete questions. At a minimum, I want to show up with three for maybe an hour-long event. And actually, if you're going to go to the expo, there is a class Thursday evening. Expo goes from Wednesday through Saturday, 15th through the 18th. On Thursday, late afternoon, I guess, there's a class taught by Lynn Murrow. Lynn Murrow is the executive VP of Lifestyles Unlimited. Very, very smart woman. She was my mentor when we started back a decade or so ago. Very first house we closed on, my wife called Lynn from the closing table because she had some fear pop up. Something happened. I wasn't there. She got nervous. She called Lynn. Lynn helped her get over that. Gave her a little dose of inspiration, knowledge. I don't know what it was, but helped her get over that. So Lynn, she's going to teach a class. It's called How to Expo. Right? That's going to talk to you about how to really get the most out of this event. So if you're not sure how to handle a large networking and education event like this, that would be a good place to start. And I will tell you, I haven't seen the brochure for the coming year, but I really like how they've been lining this out over the past few years. I'm looking at it from last year now. There are five columns, one for beginner or new to Lifestyles Unlimited, one for single family investing, one for multi-family investing as an IRO, an independent rental owner, meaning if you want to go and buy your own apartment community by yourself, that may be 5 units, 15, 50, depends on how much capital you have, but if you want to be an IRO, there's a whole track for that. Fourth column, multifamily investing for the lead investor. You want to be that syndicator. You want to be the project manager, but you want to bring other people on board with their capital, of course. And the last column is multifamily investing for the passive investor. As I mentioned, that's what we've been doing for a few years now. So I'm going to have a mix personally. When I go, I'll look at the courses, the breakout sessions, and I'll see which single family investing, because we're still buying houses, which of those courses are relevant for me right now, and which passive investor courses are relevant for me right now. In fact, I'll sit down with my wife. If you come as a couple, divide and conquer. Don't go into these sessions glued to the hip. Split it up so you can really maximize. You can really maximize the expo from an education perspective. And we already learned education really is what will help you with the majority of your fears if you really break those out. Now, if you're just downright nervous, again, I'm not a naturally extroverted guy. I fully identify with that. I did a show back, and I had to go look this up. This was March 14th of 2021, ahead of the expo that year. You'll find this on our website. It's called Your Network is Your Net Worth, How to Overcome Networking Nerves. There's a search bar at the bottom of our website. If you type in some or all of that, networking nerves probably, you'll find that show. And if you're like me, and you're shy, or hey, maybe you're new to this and you just don't know the vocabulary, you don't know what to say, you don't want to ask a stupid question, we get into that on that show. All right, that's too much for me to go into on one program today, but that would be a really good place for you if you are the introvert. And just going to something as big as the expo creates fear in itself. Hear me now. I identify with that. I understand. And I'm telling you, you can overcome that. Proper preparation. Have those questions ready to go. Bring a friend. And back to inspiration. Get excited. Get excited to be there. Get excited to be in a room with thousands of investors. The expo is a great place to do that, to get excited, to find that inspiration, to get you moving, to help you keep moving if you started and you've stalled out, and to help you take action. I'll tell you now, don't stop. Don't stop after the expo. Other places to continue finding that inspiration to keep you going in the Lifestyles Unlimited sphere are our case studies and our single family or multifamily road trips. And other places beyond that, outside of the Lifestyles sphere, other networking events in your area. Find those. Go. Take that list of questions. Get excited before you go. Drink a cup of coffee if that's what it takes. Get out to those groups. Or maybe it's just simple dinner. We try to do this regularly. Small, close-knit dinner with fellow investors. Single family, multifamily, hearing their wins is a simple way to boost your inspiration, to get yourself to take action, to overcome those fears and address any questions or concerns you may have. So you're going to find two things at the expo to help you: education and inspiration. Again, you can learn more if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. I thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.